In the wake of the cold front, which continues to move off to the east throughout the day, skies will clear and it'll turn less humid as the day goes on. A potent disturbance rounding the base of the upper-level trough to our west may spark an isolated shower this afternoon or evening, especially over the western Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks. Otherwise, look for partly to mostly sunny skies for much of the day with a pleasant breeze and temperatures in the mid and upper 70s and low 80s, with dew points falling well back into the 50s, making for a much more refreshing feel to the air compared to the soupy air mass we had in place this last couple of days. There may be some patchy clouds around overnight for some areas. Otherwise, it'll be mainly clear, quiet, and comfortable with lows in the 50s around the region. Tomorrow, the upper-level trough and cold pool of air associated with it will move over part of the region, and because of that, there may be just enough instability to spark off an isolated shower, but should that happen, they'll be mainly north and west of the Capital District. For the rest of us, it'll be a mostly sunny, slightly breezy day with highs in the mid and upper 70s. High pressure continues to build in heading into Friday, and it looks like we'll have a beautiful day on tap for opening of track season in Saratoga with sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. The pleasant weather will stretch into Saturday when high pressure begins to work off the coast, bringing a return to warmer and more humid conditions to round out the weekend and start next week as the return flow on the backside of that high changes winds into the south and southwest. Starting Sunday, there'll be a small chance for some pop-up afternoon showers or thunderstorms in the afternoons, and that threat will continue for both Monday and Tuesday as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the central and southern high plains. Severe thunderstorms will be possible across those areas late this afternoon and into tonight, with the potential for large hail and damaging wind gusts. In addition, isolated strong storm development with a risk for brief damaging wind gusts may occur today across parts of New England and along the southern Atlantic coast into northern Florida. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 on Tuesday at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 35 at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, partly sunny with a high near 80 and a northeast wind around 10 miles an hour becoming south. In Boston, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Patchy fog before 3 p.m. Otherwise, highs in the mid and upper 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 70. It'll be quite windy with west winds near 20 miles an hour and gusts as high as 30 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1900. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1946. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise came at 5:31 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:31 p.m. For tomorrow, sunrise 5:32 a.m., sunset 8:30 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For the rest of today, partly sunny, highs near 80. Tonight, mostly clear, much cooler, with lows near 50 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, turning partly sunny with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. For the rest of the day, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. For the rest of today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, then turning partly sunny this afternoon, highs near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. For the rest of today, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, mostly sunny. An isolated shower is possible, but not likely. Highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny and beautiful. Highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Saturday, partly cloudy, Temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Sunday, partly sunny. Chance of a pop-up afternoon thunderstorm. Temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of pop-up afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the low to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.